watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh BJP President Lakshmi Narayan said that Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu misused the fund released by centre and also donation given by people for capital construction. He said that the government did not take any initiative to develop capital city. Lakshmi Narayan alleged that Chief Minister Naidu was doing real estate business with the lands of Amravati, the capital city. He had also asked the Chief Minister to reveal the details of donations which were given by people for capital construction. Now let's move on to Telangana. State Chief Electoral Officer Rajat Kumar said that Election Commission, with the help of Income Tax Department, will monitor high-value transactions in banks in poll-bound Telangana as part of attempts to curb illegal money flow. A high-level team from the Election Commission, which recently visited the state, had held discussion with the Office of Principal Chief Commissioner of Income Tax of Telangana on monitoring bank transactions. He also said that the Election Commission had issued notices of 122 candidates of various political parties who had contested in the previous elections and yet to submit their election expenditure. Now let's move on to Karnataka. A former mayor and JDS corporator was hacked to death by a gang in public view in a busy locality of Tumkuru town on Sunday. Ravi Kumar, who had a criminal past, was having tea with his friend when two people came and threw chili powders on their face. According to the local police, Kumar tried to flee, but soon five other people surrounded him and attacked him and killed him on the spot. The police said that suspected old rivalry to be the motive behind Kumar's killing, adding a manhunt had been launched to track the assailants. Now let's move on to Kerala. Political parties in the state are a confused lot after the Supreme Court pronounced the verdict on Sabarimala. The Congress can claim to be the only party with a clear stand on the issue, with opposition leader Ramesh Chinnathala calling the TDP to move a review petition in the apex court. The CPM is trying to play a decisive political game with the party and government welcoming the decision. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. A Chetak CH-442 chopper has crash-landed at the naval basement in Tamil Nadu. It has been reported that the Chetak was carrying out dry winching. The crew is reportedly safe while the Navy is yet to issue a statement. The incident comes day after an Indian Air Force's MiG-27 crashed near Jodhpur on September 4th of 2018. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.